Good day, Australia. I'm Paige Estrotori, and this is your financial news wrap for Friday, June 27th, 2025. Brought to you by Financial Services Online, your reliable destination for insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management resources. Diving right into our top story, active investing is back on track in the midst of sustained market volatility. This finding comes from the 2025 Global Investor Insights Survey by Schroders, which adds significant relevance to the trend on an international scale. A whopping 80% of respondents globally, managing a stunning $67 trillion, plan to broaden their active management strategies. Interestingly, whilst Australian wealth managers are not to be left behind, as a significant 84% of them are also looking to increase their actively managed investments. The influence is primarily on diversification and selectivity, entailing global equities, private equity, and bonds. Swinging the lens to the complaint sphere, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or FCA, is re-examining classifications of self-managed super funds, also known as SMSFs. Central to this discourse is the significance of asset value, with the Corporations Act dictating that an SMSF boasting over $10 million in assets earns the title of a wholesale investor. This not only affects the entry for complaints, but also underscores the necessity for transparency among advisors. On an alternative account, Western Australia is grappling with housing market challenges in light of a burgeoning population. Despite a gallant $1.4 billion budget allocation to counterbalance the scales, housing prices continue to skyrocket and rental shortages prevail. Adding fuel to the fire are labor shortages, bureaucratic hurdles, and inefficient construction timelines. With population projections hinting at a further surge and national trends reflecting similar pictures, experts are vouching for a moderated approach to immigration. Our closing tidbit hails from the Australian insurance industry, focusing on the pivotal decision of AFCA against a disputed possum accident insurance claim. Upon investigating inconsistencies between the claim and various pieces of forensic evidence, the AFCA verdict upheld RAC Insurance's denial of the claim. That sums up our financial services wrap for today, focusing on what matters to Australian consumers. For all of your insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management needs, remember to visit Financial Services Online at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori signing off. Stay informed, stay secure.